The United States has had 9 outbreaks of foot and mouth disease since 1870, for example, the worst in 1914, affecting 170,000 cattle, sheep, and swine. It was devastating.
Yes, sir. I don't think anyone will question that.
Richard Wilkes, Virginia State veterinarian, says we have been free from it since 1929, but the new federal regulations will make it easier to track it and stop it.
So that we know for these really contagious diseases, if an animal moved from a herd or a state or an area where infection was known to have occurred and came into our state.
Foot and mouth disease is recurring across the globe and can be transmitted quickly with modern transportation.
Hopefully we'll be able to find it, observe it, and quarantine it if necessary.
Farmers can use metal or plastic ID tags and uniform paperwork, but it is still up to the states to come up with a workable plan, and there is no deadline as yet. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.